WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Brain Gains, your daily 5-minute mental gym session to supercharge your memory and focus. Today, we're diving into something seriously powerful: cultivating a positive mindset through gratitude. Think about it. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of deadlines, to-do lists, and the ever-present what's next feeling. We tend to focus on what we lack, what needs fixing, or what could be better. But what if I told you there is a simple yet incredibly effective way to shift your perspective, boost your happiness, and even improve your mental clarity? Enter gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, though, another cheesy self-help tactic, hear me out. This isn't about forcing yourself to be happy all the time, let's be real, that's unrealistic. It's about consciously choosing to acknowledge and appreciate the good things in your life, even the small ones. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a gratitude mindset. 1. Start small. You don't need to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin by noticing 3 things each day that you are genuinely grateful for. It could be anything: a delicious cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or even just the sunshine on your skin. Write them down in a gratitude journal, tell someone about them, or simply think about them throughout the day. 2. Reframe negative thoughts. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of negativity? Instead of letting those thoughts spiral, challenge them. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, ask yourself, is this really true? What's one positive thing that could come from this situation? By actively shifting your perspective, you can start to see the silver lining even in challenging times. 3. Practice gratitude meditation. Dedicate a few minutes each day to simply focusing on feelings of gratitude. Close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and visualize all the things you're thankful for. Let those feelings of appreciation wash over you. It's like a mental reset button, helping you clear away negativity and cultivate a sense of peace and contentment. 4. Express your gratitude. Don't keep your gratitude to yourself. Tell the people in your life how much they mean to you. Write a heartfelt thank you note, send a simple text message expressing your appreciation, or just take a moment to say thank you sincerely. 5. Celebrate small victories. We often get caught up in chasing big goals and forget to celebrate the small wins along the way. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant. Did you finally finish that project? Did you nail that presentation? Treat yourself. This reinforces a positive mindset and motivates you to keep striving for greatness. Think about a time when you truly felt grateful. Maybe it was after receiving a surprise gift, witnessing an act of kindness, or simply enjoying a beautiful sunset. How did that feeling make you feel? More relaxed? Happier? More energized? That's the power of gratitude. It has a ripple effect on your entire well-being. Now, let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to be constantly stressed and overwhelmed. She was always focused on what she didn't have or what needed fixing. One day, I suggested she start practicing gratitude. At first, she was hesitant, but she decided to give it a try. She started noticing things like her cozy apartment, the delicious food she made, and even the laughter of children playing in the park. Slowly but surely, her perspective began to shift. She felt less stressed, more content, and actually happier. Sarah's story reminds us that cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring our challenges, it's about choosing to focus on the good things we already have, which can help us navigate life's ups and downs with greater resilience and joy. So remember these key takeaways. Start small, reframe negative thoughts, practice gratitude meditation, express your appreciation, and celebrate those small victories. Take that first step today. Even a simple thank you to someone who made your day brighter can make a world of difference. As always, keep those mental muscles strong and remember, you've got this. See you in tomorrow's episode for another brain-boosting session.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.